And there was a firefight!
Well, welcome everybody to Capes and Scowls, episode number 40, and it's a very relaxed atmosphere here.
Slightly warm.
A little warm, like we're roasting to death, but yeah. That's how we like it. We like it to be very warm.
I think it's somewhere between the ambient horrible temperature on an airplane and then the end of Raiders.
That's good range.
Where their faces get melted.
So... since you hear several voices, let's do the introductions. I'm Tim.
I'm Cliff.
I'm Joe.
Schuster.
Jameson.
And joining us shortly will be Olivia.
Correct. Olivia is here. She will be walking in any second. Jamie.
Hi.
It has been many moons.
Yeah, it has.
For those of you who are like, I've heard this horrible voice, I should know what I'm in for.
It Jamie. Sounds somehow like a werewolf. Decided to brutally maul a 13-year-old girl, and then this is what was left of her voice box.
I knew you were a 13-year-old girl. I knew it. Jamie's...
based on how much I've walked in Pokemon Go, yeah, I would say so.
Yes. Yes. How many cars have hit you?
Zero, but I did almost strike a Persian couple the other night while driving through the Cooper River Park. There was a sun glare. I had put the phone down, but I thought I saw the shadow of a Raichu. So I wasn't paying too much attention. And then all of a sudden I saw, and I was like, and I moved. And all of that was physical. Great for a podcast. And anyway, I almost struck a Persian couple. But other than that, no, yeah.
So we get a lot of hashtag fingers.
Yes.
A lot of this. And the audience loves it when we do this.
Yes, they love it. So Jamie is the original co-host going all the way back to episode number one.
Yeah.
And he has been missing, presumed dead, for many years.
Well, technically I did die. My heart did stop for like 10 minutes. It's a mixture of cats.
I guess you should explain that story.
Yeah, you know, just sometimes, you know, you weigh, you know, 360 pounds, you decide to lose some weight, but you drink 6 liters of Diet Coke a day, so you decide to switch to water, but now you're physically dependent on caffeine, so you switch to caffeine pills, and then you start taking like 7 of those a day, and then your heart stops, you know. It's pretty...
weird.
It's kind of like when you're watching a lot of YouTube videos in a row, and you go down that rabbit hole, it's kind of like that, except you end up dead. So, but basically, yeah, I got CPR, heart started again, got a new job, things are going good.
That's good. Less caffeine pills now, or more?
I'm just totally sugar-free Red Bull.
All right.
That's what I'm sticking to. Like 2-3 cans a day minimum. minimum. But yeah, no, it's still good though. And I'm still fat. But, you know, otherwise, yeah.
It's fine. You're in company with that one.
Yeah, it's, you know.
It's all good.
It's, there's a documentary called Sugar Coated on Netflix. It's kind of the reason why we probably all are like this. But yeah, that and the lack of outdoor activity. That being said, I've walked 73 kilometers, whatever the fuck.
Holy
that is.
Shit.
yeah, it's bad.
Actually, no, that's incredibly good.
Yeah, no, it's, I've literally spent like almost every day since I downloaded the game going to Challenge Grove Park, which is like the beginning of Cooper River Park. There's a lot of Pokestops down there, and I'll just walk the track until I hatch all my eggs. Like, it's...
you gotta watch out though for like the tendonitis in the elbow holding the phone.
Muscle
tennis elbow. You could get
above
it. Yeah,
it. Just it's
gonna be called Pokeball after a while.
Pokeball.
Just ambient Glassboro noise, everybody.
Is this technically Glassboro?
Yes.
Okay, because my ex graduated from the college over there a while ago, but I didn't...
yeah, this well, if we see her, we'll let her know to avoid it.
I haven't been stuck in her because of her stuff.
You did meet her. She was 6 foot tall, barefoot, so you definitely can't miss her. Just picture a German Amazonian woman. Like an unattractive Wonder Woman. That's the best way to put it. Yeah,
well, all right.
Very harsh features.
I know what this podcast has been missing. Actual humor. We found it.
Hey, thank you. Yay. The only one with that glass has said nice things. Okay. See, that was funny too. All right, anyway, moving on.
The
Tim.
The guy with his new guy shirt on.
The new guy shirt.
We also have this one too. This one. It's been great. It was like, yes, one more day where I don't have to do laundry. But go ahead.
I barely play the game. This is for you guys and our audience, because I know so many people love this game. I like the game. I'm just not doing it as crazy as you guys. So I guess you win for insanity, but how's everybody else?
I have an extreme love-hate relationship with the game.
Sure.
I hate how much it crashes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, all the time.
Wait, that's not the game?
But it's completely understandable.
Yeah.
Because I do love going out for walks and restarting. And
I love restarting.
Restarting my app endlessly.
Over and over.
It's great. I look at the Gyarados, you know, load screen, and I'm just like, this game is great.
Right. I do enjoy the fact that it gave me a reason to go outside, though.
Yeah.
No, that's been great. That honestly has been good. That's been fun.
I think just yesterday I took my mom and my little brother, put them in my car, we drove to the park, and we went for a walk. That would have never happened. My mom's a level 15, by the way, and she's 52.
Well, she's a higher level than I am.
Yeah, it's because we all have this thing at my house where it's like, hey, I got this, and my little brother's 15 is like, oh, that's cool, and then I go away, and I hear him go, what the fuck, I don't have any cool ones, like... So it's, yeah.
So what level are you?
21.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you even trying?
Just making us feel inadequate. I think the is exactly is... what is going on right now.
I never thought I could feel bad from another human being walking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's, but pretty much it's like that. I just walk everywhere. Like, and then I also, for my job, I do maintenance at a whole bunch of different restaurants from Northfield to Conshohocken. So... I'll be pulled over at new spots, and I'll hit all the Pokestops, and I'll, like, hunt new Pokemon down. But I actually caught a 1,700 combat power Snorlax in the parking lot of the Racks in Williamstown the other night. So, yeah, my little brother still doesn't believe me. But it's definitely bringing me and my family together.
I'd like to know what level Schuster is. Since he lives eerily close to a Pokestop, he should be a Pokemon god.
I wish that was the case. Unfortunately, like I said, I do enjoy the Gyarados loading screen. I enjoy throwing a Pokeball and going, oh, look, it crashed again. Restart.
I may or may not have caught that CP10 Pidgey.
Exactly.
I'll never know.
Yeah.
It's very much like the meme I posted on my Facebook with, like, the top portion with Ash and all the random Pokemon, and they're all, like, CP above 1,000. And it's just me Lion Kinging a Rattata 120 at level 9. Yeah, that's me where I'm at, okay?
I love the rest.
I'm level 9, but I can't, like, find anything. And when I do find it, it crashes. I went to the park with a couple friends. Jinxes everywhere. Nothing but Gyarados loading screen for me. And I was the only one who didn't get a Jinx. Because I just could not get my Pokemon go to work. But that is probably because of hackers, from what I've read on the internet so far. Two hacker groups apparently did DDoS attacks on Sunday, and that was probably the reason why I couldn't get into the app at all on Sunday.
The app
when I
was
tried.
Down from yesterday on Sunday. Yeah.
Well, and even then, still, for like the last 4 days, I've noticed the nearby tracking feature has not worked at all. They
I can't figure that out.
Oh.
Like, I click on it, then I do, like, the thing where you spin yourself around real slow and a green marker is supposed to pop up.
Yeah.
Like, it never works on my phone.
Oh.
There's a bug that a lot of people have seen where it's
just walk 3 kilometers in a direction and hope.
Yeah, but that's actually the problem. It's called the three-step bug where you'll see 3 footsteps, but you'll walk in an area and it won't ever change because the game still thinks it's 3 steps.
Do any of us know what the distance each foot represents?
I hear 100
meters.
Yeah. So if it's 3, you're a football field-ish away from Pokemon.
It's kind of funny. I almost feel like Pokemon Go is like Japan going, we're going to sneakily teach these American fucks the metric system. Like, just...
that's kilometers and meters.
Well, that's what it was in beta. In beta, they had just the straight-up kilometers. And then they're just like, we're going to get footsteps. Here you go, America.
Yeah, it's definitely been an interesting system. Hello, I'm Jameson. I know we're recording something.
Hi.
I'm friendly. Hello.
Don't fall for that shit.
Let me say hello.
There's a reason
now.
I'm sitting next to him.
Yeah, let me just say hello.
For everyone's safety.
He's that Pokemon from Jurassic Park. Where Newman is like looking at it and he's like, oh hi, and then it just spits venom in his face when he's not paying attention.
Yeah, because in like 5 minutes when I do talk, the sweat from my face will be flying in almost every direction, so just be worried. It's probably just because of my giant Super Saiyan hair that just I can't really seem to do anything with.
Oh, soon, this is just going to be a sopping mess.
This is great. This is really good. I'm glad that we're going to do video things later and we're just drenched.
It's going to be great.
Who
doesn't want to look at overweight guys sweating?
I'm sure there's a webcam somewhere that people pay for that.
Probably. Exactly. That's what we need to find. Screw comic books. We need to find overweight guys.
Fetishists?
Yeah. People are into overweight, sweaty men.
I've dated about 15 years worth of them, so yeah.
I would be so rich, it wouldn't even...
Finally,
I'd find a way.
We found our way out of work. Exactly. We just needed to be ourselves, overweight and sweaty.
We could make it hotter in here. We could put blankets up or something.
Shut the door.
Just with a temple.
Set a fire.
Everyone walks in two hoodies minimum.
Yeah.
Fire pit in the middle. We all die.
Put more computers in there.
More computers.
Just run towers. Just put them in and turn them on.
Yeah, you should see me in the winter. I literally, I don't know why I did this, because I have a beard, heavy, I have dark hair, big 1940s. 60s Houston astronaut glasses, but when I walk around, I have a woolen cashmere coat that goes down to my ankles, and everybody's just like, "Son of the bump," because I got it for $35 on eBay, and I thought it looked pretty cool. But then I got it, and I was like, "Fuck, I'm Son of the Bump!" Like, it was just like, it's not a bad thing. I thoroughly enjoy Kevin Smith and his movies, but it's just like, I also like him in real life. Seem to ramble and talk way too much, but you know,
all about that. It's nice to have you back.
Yeah. Just waiting for the. Roadhouse throating, but go ahead.
I'm always Sam Elliott.
Yeah,
always,
dude. You have the voice for it, which is funny because I'm the one who smokes cigarettes. But yeah,
but I know for me the best Pokemon Go place is Ballard Park and Pittman. There's like 5 Pokestops on top of each other, so you can sit in the middle of like 4 of them and not have to move, and you're in contact with all of them.
What's the name of
it? It's 2 miles.
You won't walk. Don't do it.
It's 2 miles from where we are.
Oh, cool.
You this ruined his life. This little 2-block radius is actually really nice.
Yeah,
I've cleared this a couple times, and it's about 8 Pokestops within about a block, maybe, right here, because you got Angelo's and the comic book store, and then the municipal building, and then Random Memorial, and then the fire station, the library. It's just so many Pokestops within a small area that I just do laps.
Ballard Park has the 5. Then there's 2 gyms on Broadway and Pittman, and then 3 more Pokestops. So you could just walk up and down Broadway and hit 10 Pokestops and 2 gyms. In an eighth of a mile.
Yeah. Right, so now, what team are you guys? I'm curious.
I'm Team Mystic.
Mystic.
Instinct.
Valor.
Oh, yeah!
I saw something great online that was like, Team Valor, Gryffindor. Team Mystic, Ravenclaw. Team Instinct, Hufflepuff. So, like, it's kind of...
I don't know what that means. All the assholes making fun of us for playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah, exactly. Slytherin's the ones going, look, I'm me, I'm not playing Pokemon Go.
Have you taken the Facebook quiz to see which team you should really be on?
No, I didn't know there was one.
I did that today at work because I was bored, and I got Team Mystic.
Nice.
So I picked the right team.
See, the only reason why I'm happy I'm Valor is, and I'm not saying any of the 3 of you would do this, but I saw a picture and it was just someone was like, okay, we've taken it too far. Or apparently there's like a historic plaque and that was a gym at some park somewhere in like Michigan or something. And someone literally spray painted Team Mystic over this like World War I plaque.
That guy's an asshole.
And I'm like, but I'm like, it's been a week and we're already graffitiing like
all it takes is segregating people into teams of useless anything. To have them fight over that uselessness of being on a specific team. It's great.
Yeah.
I love humanity.
It's definitely weird that they did that. Like, why not just be like, I'm the guy who took
Because
there
gym really
over.
Is...
Like,
I mean, besides, I guess, the gyms, there's really no reason to be on the team.
No, yeah. See, I think, I've read some things online, like tips for playing. Right. What do you see as the end game of Pokemon Go?
See, that's the part that scares me. Is for me, I mean, I'll battle in the gyms just to get XP, but for me, I'm like, I just like to get, you know, the catchy 90s theme song. I just want to catch them all.
Right.
I already have 81 different types. I'm already over halfway there, and it's been a week and a half,
right,
and I'm
they
like...
say, but now the rumor is 50s max level.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
All right, so it definitely gets harder, because, like... I'm 21 now, and to get to 22, you have to have 75,000 XP.
Wow. From 25 and up, the rumors it's 100,000 per level.
It took me 2 days to get to 50 to get from 20 to 21, but that's because, like I said, I walk like 10 kilometers a day.
But some people have said that, like, taking the gym will lose its enjoyment at some point because it favors the attacker, not the Pokemon you leave behind.
Because
the way the AI is set up, you could theoretically enter a gym, and if you're good enough, dodge every single attack from the Pokemon that you're against and defeat it with whatever CP-powered Pokemon you want. So this person's thought is that the end game is actually hatching eggs.
Oh, because that... I mean,
that's
yeah.
the only way you're going to be able to fill in some of the Pokemon that aren't in this area.
Yeah.
Short of traveling to who knows where to find Dratini. I don't know if you have one of those, but...
Yeah, I do. I'm super excited because I'm going to meet my current girlfriend. We've been about a year and a half. I get to meet her dad for the first time, and he lives in Conroe, Texas. So I'll be flying there in like a week and a half, and I'm like, yes, that's where I get to catch all the fire Pokemon I would have, because I'm guessing it's going to be hot as shit in the desert.
I bet they're all normal Pokemon, just with cowboy hats.
Yeah,
just,
that's what I
said. If I had a Rattata with a cowboy hat, I'm keeping that thing forever. Really.
Right. That is your new best Pokemon. It doesn't matter if it's actually the best. It's just the best.
Because if you guys were playing, you guys drove by a gym, and it was just a Rattata with a freaking cowboy hat, you would pull over and, like, scream cap it. Like,
right.
I mean, that's,
yeah.
But, no, it's apparently, like, I've read something online where it has to do with climate, which I'm like, that's kind of restrictive, where it's, like, grasslands, you'll find, like, the rats and the Pidgeys and Caterpie, like, all the bugs. But then if it's, like... really hot out, you'll find like all the fire type or the beach water type. But for me, I'm like, I just find random things everywhere. Like,
right, I found a Squirtle at the library.
Yes. Really? Mm-hmm.
And then I found a Goldeen at Clancy's.
Yeah.
Which is nowhere near water. But the other thing is that the lures overwrite the game.
Oh.
That if you're within a lure, you can find any Pokemon. Like, you're supposed to only be able to find water types by lakes, rivers, or the ocean. But if you're in a lure, you could find a Lapras. In the middle of Iowa.
I also heard that there were certain Pokemon that were like region specific. I don't know how true that actually is. I heard Tauros was North America.
I call
is that not
true? No, I don't think so.
I mean, it was posted on Reddit, so, you know, you take it with a grain of salt, but...
Reddit? It doesn't lie.
Yeah.
It's, you
it's
know...
the internet. It's always right.
It's always right. But that probably wasn't true, but...
Well, did you go to erroneousfacts.com? Because that's probably what I...
No. Okay. I went on Reddit.
That's what I... Well, synonyms, but, you know, yeah. No. Actually, that's always what I go to when I got really into... what is it? I get really addicted to phone games. It's like a sickness. And it takes everything in my power to not spend money on them. Because that's the other part about Pokemon Go, which... Like, I'm like, I'm level 21, and I swear to God I've only put a $10 iTunes gift card into it. And that's it.
I think Pokemon Go has been the easiest game to not spend money on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like...
With all the Pokestops, at least in this area, I could see if you lived in the middle of nowhere and you had to drive 10 miles to the nearest Pokestop, but like, for me and Olivia, where we're currently at, we can just walk to Broadway where there's 10 Pokestops.
Campus has so many. Every building on campus.
And also, like, Alcyon Park in Pittman, there's about a 1 kilometer path that you can walk with Pokestops regularly all the way through the whole thing.
See, I just came from Vineland, where I was doing some work, and when I say, like, Main Strip, Delcy Drive, right by the Cumberland Mall, within a 10-mile radius, there's 2 Pokestops and no gyms. And I'm like,
right, so those are the people that would have to put money out.
Yeah. That or, like, drive, like, 20 miles just to play the game.
But for me, my bag is always full. Yeah. Because I didn't realize, but I had 135 revives.
Yeah, I literally throw them away all the time because I never use them. But, no, I find that my endurance level in a week is already way higher than it was before, because I'll just, hey, let me watch season 6 of Archer again on Netflix, and now I'm, like, literally in the middle of the night just aggressively power walking around a block, like, and it, so, I mean, and
you look so angry.
I do, like, but it's weird, because, like, the public park that I go to is technically no one's allowed out there past 10. The other night I went out there, there was 25 cars and literally 50 people. And they're all like, hey, what team are you? Happy hunting. Like, I'm like...
Did they have white sheets on?
No.
Oh, no. This has been a phenomenon.
It's different.
I've had people where I was walking around doing it, and I've seen cars stop in the middle of the road. Now these are just in a housing development, but just stop, gather a car, and like do this. Right. And the one time the guy was like, it's over here! And he just gets it, goes back in his car, and left. And it's just like, you can't... I've never seen anything like this. It's been just a complete phenomenon in terms of just from a social aspect.
You've had much better experiencing other Pokemon Go players than I have. When me and Olivia were sitting on Broadway the other night, one kid just drove around the park saying that he liked fingers in his butthole. Just the whole time. And then, like, a 12-year-old on a bicycle telling us we were all stupid.
Huh.
I know you shouldn't hit a 12-year-old, but, like, that would be the time where I think it would be okay.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
By, like...
Especially when it's, like, 60 people against him.
Right, and when it's midnight, why is the 12-year-old still out on his bicycle?
Because his parents are playing Pokemon Go.
Right, but then why haven't exactly. one of the other 12-year-olds that are there punched him in the face?
Throw something in his wheel.
Probably because they knew his parents would love him and he's adopted, so that's probably why
she's not 12-year-old, if you're listening to this, you're adopted.
Yeah.
We don't love you.
No one loved you.
No love.
No, but my favorite video so far of the, like you're saying, the actual phenomenon of it was, there was a wild Charizard in Central Park, and there's a video where you literally see hundreds of people.
I heard it was Vaporeon.
Yeah, the other video Vaporeon, was...
Like, running through traffic, yeah. Like, jumping over moving vehicles, like, literally just
I posted it on my Facebook. It's insane.
Right.
And
I've never seen anything like this.
Well, we saw that for a Tangela. Everybody was at Ballard Park. Ran across the street to the municipal building because they couldn't get it from where they were at for a Tangela.
So what's the next game that's going to get made that copies this formula?
Grand Theft Auto.
Digimon.
Coming back.
I'd love that so much more than Pokemon.
What's the new Grand Theft Auto thing they thought of? Like where it's... they're going to use Google Maps to base for the game?
Like it was going to be like an augmented reality. I actually... Yeah, I forget where I read it, but it's like... Your house is going to be the safe house, and then as you walk around, it's like you go to do your missions. You got to walk over here to like.
Yeah, but you're going to get people actually shooting people's houses.
That's to me. It's like, yeah, I didn't mean to run her over, but it was like, part of the game. I had to run over the hook and get my money back. Yeah, it's. Like, listen, it's the only way I could get my money in the game was I had to literally murder other innocent human beings, but I would still play it.
I saw a funny video with the Pokemon Go where somebody set their accelerometer up for the Pokeball throwing. So like, since swiping your finger doesn't feel like you're throwing something, so they would throw their phone at where the Pokemon was. It worked.
I'm not gonna lie, I would actually want to try that with a Diesel OtterBox, just throw the damn, because I saw people were literally taping them to their ceiling fans to hatch eggs.
Oh my god, that works.
My god.
Is that accurate?
It works, but this is funny. Pokemon Go figured out that people were doing that, and they programmed in something to where... If it senses that specific pattern of movement, then every egg that hatches is a Pidgey. We thought that was cool.
That's kind of a good way to get Pidgeys, though.
There's one guy who's stoked now. He's grinding out Pidgeys. Yes.
And
literally grinding Pidgeys.
And my mom has found out another way, and people are going to keep finding ways to cheat, but like my mom's put hers on her Roomba. So while it's cleaning the house,
people put them on dogs and just let the dogs run around outside.
Yeah,
and somebody did it with a drone.
Yeah,
they mirrored their phone to their computer, and they just had a drone just fly around.
As long as it's under 10 miles an hour, it counts as walking.
But I mean, what's the point of that? You're buying a $150 thing that you could literally strap to like your child and just be like, go
outside. You already had the $150 thing and you decided to use it. You know.
No, well, there you go. Just strap it to your child if you have one, and as they roam around
the
house,
you can get a child for nothing.
He's got three, right? I mean,
I don't want them.
Yeah, they're like three, right? No,
we'll talk.
It's definitely like different modes of. To me, it's kind of weird because like I find myself like there's one strip on Kings Highway in Cherry Hill where everything's historic. So there's literally like 30 Pokestops in like 5 blocks. I'm not no exaggeration. A lot of them are 3 at a time, and I find myself, like, slowing down, and I actually have it down to a science now, where you can't wait until you're at the Pokestop.
You have to hit it before.
Yes. So, like, I feel guilty even saying that I know and I'm good at that, but, like, I feel like the more this game gets popular, the more people are going to be playing, and already, like, the first day I downloaded it, I had it open on the highway, and it was very easy to catch whatever. Now it's programmed on the highway while you're playing. They'll still pop up very sparsely, but if, like... They won't catch and they'll disappear right away. Like so, they're slowly kind of.
Yeah.
But I didn't think that they thought this game would be this popular, and it's only been a freaking week.
Or that it would be that popular that fast.
Yeah, I can't wait for trading. Mm-hmm. Obviously, because I want to get all of them. And I don't know about you guys, but I was the kid in seventh grade who played on his Pokemon Color, Pokemon Red or Blue.
No, same. I was red or blue, and then gold, and I liked gold. But I stopped after that. I just didn't like the way the Pokemon were going. Like, you know, they were getting really ridiculous, adding 18 Pokemon on the screen at the same time. And they were getting more cartoony looking as time went on. Even though Pokemon are cartoony looking, they got more ridiculous after a while.
It's kind of like Power Rangers, where there's like the original Power Rangers, but then they were like, Power Rangers Space, Power Rangers Forest. And you're like... Okay, you didn't like it. Was good originally, like the 150 are good. Like, that's why I was happy that it's that kind of nostalgic feel. Hello.
What up? I'll just say it. Rasheed's here, everybody!
We're in a Pokemon Go conversation.
Oh, is this live?
Yeah, you are here now.
Oh, welcome to the Scout Studios.
This is.
I'm excited to see Rasheed, so I'm going to call the episode now. And we'll do like 7 more.
Gotta catch them all.
Do something.